This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Kennedy is out today. That means we play another round of Can't Conquer Carson.
Oh, no, no, no. You can't conquer Carson.
Did we lose her?
We sure did. You want to just take somebody on the phones?
Yep. Go for it, Dan. What
right.
are you going to do?
Let's kick it old school. Let's see who is here.
Yes.
Hi, what's your name?
Sue.
Sue?
Turn your radio down for us, Sue.
Yes.
Sue, where are you from?
I am from East Bridgewater.
Sue from East Bridgewater is your lucky day. You're in.
No.
Yes. Please keep it clean. We're live on the radio, Sue.
Sue, can you please kick Carson out of the studio? We'll start this thing.
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Sue.
Good luck to you.
All right.
And before I forget, Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson is leaving. He's going into that soundproof booth. He does not have a big board, so I don't know what his record is, but he surprisingly wins more than he loses. Don't let the smooth taste fool you. Are you ready, Sue?
I am ready.
All right, question number one. Lawrence Fishburne turned 64 yesterday. He played Morpheus in The Matrix. When Morpheus offers Neo the choice to either stay in The Matrix and keep believing his fake life or to wake up to the real world, how does he present the choices to him? What does he do?
I have no idea.
All right, question number two. Rob Lowe says he's talking to Blue Origin about a potential space trip. Who is Blue Origin owned by?
Musk.
Question number three.
Elon Musk.
In the movie Eternity, Elizabeth Olsen plays a widow who dies and has to choose who to spend eternity with, her first husband or the man she married after he died. It opens up in November if you're interested. Elizabeth Olsen has some famous sisters. Can you name them?
Oh, the twins.
You're right there.
What if...
All right, and question number four. Marc Maron shelled out some serious cash to feature a Taylor Swift track in his new comedy special. He paid $50,000 for 1 minute of Taylor's bonus track, Bigger Than the Whole Sky. That song is off this 2022 album with the lead single, Antihero. Can you name that album?
Antihero.
And question number five. Matt Damon and Ken Jennings won $1 million last night on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. I bet Ken Jennings did a lot of the heavy lifting there. The money will be donated to Matt's charity, water.org, to bring clean water to those in need. Name the original host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. Who was the host when that show started?
Oh, my goodness. I see him. He did a morning show. What is his name? Oh, I'm this is so much easier when you know.
You know, I hear that a lot, Sue. All right, we got to get Carson back in the studio. It's all right.
Carson.
Don't feel bad. Carson's back quicker than Kennedy. He takes long strides.
Sorry, I got distracted in there.
You never.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
I've been getting birthday text messages from a bunch of people, so
that's
I was
nice.
Just responding. It is. It's nice when you get those.
So Sue from East Bridgewater, this is less nice. She got 0 out of 5.
Oh, no, Sue. That is what we call a Mac.
All right, let's do this thing. We're late. Question number one. Lawrence Fishburne turned 64 yesterday. He played Morpheus in The Matrix. When Morpheus offers Neo the choice to either stay in The Matrix and keep believing his fake life or to wake up to the real world, how does he present the choices to him?
What do you mean? You take the red pill or you take the blue pill?
That is what I mean. 1-0. Rob Lowe says he's talking to Blue Origin about a potential space trip. Who is Blue Origin owned by?
Blue Origin is owned by Jeff Bezos.
Yes, you had the wrong billionaire, Sue.
Who did she say? Elon Musk? Yep. Oh, yeah.
In the movie Eternity, Elizabeth Olsen plays a widow who dies and has to choose who to spend eternity with, her first husband or the man she married after he died.
Oh.
It opens in November. Elizabeth Olsen has some famous sisters. Can you name them?
Sure. That's Mary, Kate, and Ashley.
You got it, dude. 3-0.
My daughters loved those two when they, you know, because they're twins. My daughters are twins. They loved their clothing line they had at Walmart back in the day.
Question number four. Marc Maron shelled out some serious cash to feature a Taylor Swift track on his new comedy special. He paid 50 G's for 1 minute of Taylor's bonus track, Bigger Than the Whole Sky. I can't imagine how much a single would have cost.
Wow. All right, Marc Maron.
Bigger Than the Whole Sky is off this 2022 album with the lead single Antihero. Can you name the album?
Antihero. Let's see. Antihero is, I don't know, Folklore.
Midnight.
Okay.
3-0. Question number five.
Turn in my Taylor Swift card.
Matt Damon and Ken Jennings won the $1 million prize last night on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Oh.
I didn't know that show was still on. The money will be donated to Matt's charity, water.org, to help bring clean water to those in need, which
That's
is awesome.
Cool. Yep.
Can you name the original host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Regis Philbin.
That is correct.
Ah, it's Regis Philbin. 50-50. Phone a friend. Sorry, that's my Regis Philbin impersonation. Do you not remember him screaming at people?
I don't remember him sounding quite like that.
Yeah, he used to yell at people.
You seem a little angrier than old Regis.
He used to get very angry. What are you doing? That was Regis Philbin.
Carson gets the win 4-0. You didn't have to do Sue like that. She's a nice woman.
I'm sorry, Sue.
Sue, unfortunately, we cannot give you the $100, but we do appreciate you calling in.
Thank you.
Is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
My name is Sue from East Bridgewater, and I could not be Carson.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Kennedy is out today, so that means we're going to play another round of Can't Conquer Carson.
Oh, no, no, no. You can.
Can't Beat Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. Make this summer a Subaru summer in a brand new Subaru with symmetrical all-wheel drive. Find your authorized Subaru retailer at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say hello to Michelle from Boston.
Good morning, Michelle.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Carson. How are you?
I'm doing good. Michelle, my pal. Santé mon qui vont très bien ensemble. Très bien ensemble. I will say the only words I know.
What was that?
The Beatles, Dan.
It was an old 60s song.
Sure.
I'm old.
I think of White from the movie Dodgeball, where after he goes, nobody makes me bleed my own blood, and he snaps his finger and goes, Michelle! And pulls up on the Vespa. Different generations. Michelle, can you kick Carson out of the studio, please?
Carson, can you please leave the studio?
Yes, of course. Good luck, Michelle.
You too.
5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Carson, we're going to give you $100. He doesn't have a big board. I don't know his record, but he wins more than he loses. He won earlier today. Are you ready?
Oh, no. I am.
Don't say oh, no. Have faith in yourself.
It's okay.
Actor Wesley Snipes turned 63 today. Wesley was sentenced to 3 years in prison back in 2008. What did he do?
Robbery.
Question number two. Jason Momoa shaved his beard for the first time in 6 years for Dune 3. He was not happy about it. Who plays the lead role of Paul Atreides in the Dune movies?
I have no idea.
All right. Question number three. 15 years ago today in 2010, Alicia Keys married hip-hop producer Swizz Beatz. Alicia Keys has a song with Jay-Z that spent 5 weeks at number one. Can you name it?
Empire State of Mind.
And question number four, Ed Sheeran is teasing another new song on TikTok. Which Ed Sheeran song has these lyrics? When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? What is that song?
Oh, I can sing it.
That was spoken word, Ed Sheeran, for you.
Get back where we are. I don't remember the chorus of it.
All right, question.
Back where we are.
Question number five. Gremlins 3 is ready to start production. It's just waiting on the go-ahead from Steven Spielberg. In the movie, Gremlins come with three rules. Can you name all three rules that the Gremlins come with?
No.
That was quick. I like it. All right, let's get Carson back in the studio.
Oh, I always do well, and I think this one was tough.
You know, sometimes the questions just aren't in your wheelhouse. That's okay.
No, not at all.
Carson, you're getting off easy today.
Well, I said I was going to throw the game to give away Sal's money.
But you're going to have to really try.
Okay.
First hour, they got 0 out of 5. We made an improvement. Second hour, we got 1 out of 5.
Okay. Okay. Good job, Michelle.
You forgot. Shoot. Leave me hanging there.
Sorry, buddy.
Are you ready?
I am.
Okay. Question number one. Actor Wesley Snipes turned 63 today. Wesley was sentenced to 3 years in prison back in 2008. What did Wesley Snipes do?
Tax evasion?
Your failure to file his returns, tax evasion, yes. 1-0. Jason Momoa shaved his beard for the first time in 6 years for Dune 3. He looks like a different human. He wasn't happy about it. Who plays the lead role of Paul Atreides in the Dune movies?
Timothée Chalamet.
That is correct. 2-0. 15 years ago today in 2010, Alicia Keys married hip-hop producer Swizz Beatz. Alicia Keys has a song with Jay-Z that spent 5 weeks at number one. Can you name it?
Empire State of Mind.
3-1 going to question number four.
You're going to play it when we're done?
Do you want to?
Could you?
Yeah, I have the buttons over here. I'll play whatever.
Okay.
All right, question number four. Ed Sheeran is teasing another new song on TikTok. Which Ed Sheeran song has these lyrics? When your legs don't work like they used to before, and I can't sweep you off of your feet, will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? It was weird looking in your eyes saying that. Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks?
Honey? I can't think of it right now because the music in my head.
Thinking out loud.
Thinking out loud. Thank you.
Great song. Yep. And question number five. Gremlins 3 is ready to start production. It's just waiting on the go-ahead from Steven Spielberg. In the movie Gremlins, they come with three rules.
Mm-hmm.
Can you name all three?
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, don't feed them after midnight.
Oh, yeah.
Don't get them wet. And no bright light.
That is correct.
Wow, that was a deep
hole.
Good
job.
That was
4-1.
That's the stuff I remember, Dan. I can't remember the lyrics to a song we played 5,000 times, but a movie from the 80s, I can remember the three rules for Gremlins.
The Gremlins are incredibly important.
The Mugwai, Dan.
Yeah.
The Mugwai of it all.
Mugwai.
Yes, Mugwai.
Michelle, unfortunately, we can't give you $100, but we do appreciate you playing.
Damn it, I forgot I was supposed to throw the game. It's the old age.
And we have a cool prize for you, even though Carson.
Yeah, listen to this. You've got a pair of tickets to go see Nate Bargatze playing the TD Garden August 9th and 10th. There's a third show now added on August 9th at 3 p.m. Those tickets for you are for that show. Tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
Is there anything you want to say to Carson before we get out of here?
Yes. I'm Michelle from Dorchester, and I can't conquer Kennedy.
Close enough.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, you're 2 for 2 today. Let's see if we can mess that up. Campy Kennedy is sponsored by Subaru. It's going to be a Subaru summer. Visit SubaruofNewEngland.com. Carson, say what's up to Barbie from Rockland.
Good morning, Barbie.
Good morning, Carson.
How are you doing today?
Not bad, you?
I'm doing good.
Barbie, can
Happy
you
birthday.
Kick...
Thank you.
There you go. That was nice.
I appreciate it.
Barbie, can you kick Kennedy? Can you get Carson out of the studio?
No respect.
Barbie, can you kick somebody out of the studio?
Like Rodney Dangerfield over here.
We're falling apart.
Get out of there.
All right, I'm out. Bye.
5 pop culture trivia questions. If you get more right than whoever's playing, you're going to win $100.
Yeah.
Are you ready, Barbie?
I'm ready.
All right, question number one. Listerine mouthwash insured Cynthia Erivo's mouth for $2 million because it's her, quote, most valuable asset. Cynthia Erivo got a Best Actress nomination at the Oscars last year. Which movie did she get that for?
Wicked.
Question two. Mark Cuban turned 67 today. He became a billionaire and purchased the Dallas Mavericks. Then he became famous to a whole other portion of America when he began starring on which TV show?
Shark Tank.
The lead singer of this band turns 47 today. Take a listen to one of their biggest songs and then name the band, please, Barbie.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and a radio.
Who is that band?
Zach Brown.
Question number four. Chapel Roan posted a preview of her video for The Subway. True or false, Chapel Roan has had a song reach number one in the country.
False.
And question number five. Snooki reunited with the cop who famously arrested her at the Jersey Shore 15 years ago. Let's play a game of Jersey Shore lingo, Barbie. What did MVP stand for on the show?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, then let's get Carson back in the studio.
Okay.
passion.
He's busy playing on his phone. So, Barbie, what was it like for you as a Barbie when the Barbie movie came out?
It was awful.
It was awful? Oh, no. Why is that?
Just, you know, a bunch of roller jokes.
All right, welcome back, Carson.
Thank you.
Bobby from Rockland. She got 4 out of 5 correct.
What? Let's go.
Woo-hoo!
Nice job.
She is Knuff.
Ha!
When she sit over here in this chair, the jokes just come naturally.
Yeah, they do. Something happens when you sit in that chair, Dan.
Are you ready, Carson?
Yes.
Question one. Listerine mouthwash insured Cynthia Erivo's mouth for $2 million because it's, quote, her most valuable asset.
Huh.
Cynthia Erivo got a Best Actress nomination at the Oscars last year. Which movie did she get that for?
Wicked.
That is correct.
I saw the trailer when I went and saw the new Fantastic Four movie.
Oh, for the new one?
Yeah. Looks really good,
actually.
It's
going to be awesome.
Yep.
Question two. Mark Cuban turned 67 today. He became a billionaire and then purchased the Dallas Mavericks. And then he became famous to a whole other portion of America when he began starring on which TV show?
Shark Tank.
Shark Tank is correct. 2-2. The lead singer of this band turns 47 today. Take a listen to one of their biggest songs and then please name the band.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fried and cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans that fit just right and the radio love.
Seen him many a time at Fenway Park. Zach Brown Band.
That is correct. 3-3. Question number four. Chapel Rome posted a preview of her video for The Subway. Mm. I think it drops tomorrow, if I'm not mistaken.
Tonight at midnight.
True or false? Well, midnight's tomorrow.
Keep it moving, Dan.
True or false? Chapel Rome has had a song reach number one in the country. Is that true or is that false?
That's a really good question. I'm going to say yes. Oh.
Well, she's never had a number one.
Wow.
She's had 3 songs in the top 5, but never hit the one spot.
Okay.
4-3 going into the final question, which you need to get right, or Sal's coming right back
here
down
here. Here
he
comes, stomping down the hall, I bet.
Woohoo!
Snooki reunited with the cop who famously arrested her on the Jersey Shore 15 years ago. Yeah. I'm a good person.
I saw that. Pretty good.
Let's play a game of Jersey Shore lingo.
Okay.
What did MVP stand for on the show?
MVP?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a big part of the show.
MVP. Yeah, I don't know that one, Dan. I don't remember MVP. Most ballinest player. That's the only MVP I know.
Mike, Vinny, and Polly. That's what they called themselves.
Oh,
the trio MVP.
Wow. Okay.
4-3.
Hey.
Sal's money is flying out of his pocket as we speak.
Let's go. Congratulations, Barbie.
All right.
But not only do you get $100, we also have a cool pair of tickets for you.
Yep. Come on, Barbie. Let's go party.
Yeah.
You have won yourself a pair of tickets to go see astronaut Katy Perry on August 8th at the TD Garden. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, so you enjoy that show.
Great, thank you.
And now, Carson.
Yes.
Is there anything would you like to say to our Supreme Leader Barbie from Rockland before we get
yes.
out of here?
Yes.
Woo!
My name is Carson. I am from God's country, Charlestown, and I can't beat Barbie.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.